UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You are in this Russ Brown, Kentucky today. How about giving us an idea to start off with what you've been doing and how you've handled this situation, and I'm sure we'll have questions.
And James Strebel.
Whoa, who is that? I know who this is. It's Jordan Wara. We're going to go to the presser right now on ESPN Radio.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Back at it here on The Take. It's a Friday. Thankfully, it's a Friday here on ESPN. Louisville 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. Reminder, the mixtape coming your way at about 525 today. Over 100 sounds. Mitch, I want some of these Strebel groans and moans here. I want to hear these in just a second before we get to them on the mixtape. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. Kroger would like to say thank you to all their loyal customers for continuing to shop with them, and also to all the associates who are working hard to keep their stores clean, stocked, and open. And Kroger's still hiring. Been telling you for the last couple months, if you are in need of work, they are hiring. Immediate openings available right now. Apply today. jobs.kroger.com. So definitely want to get out there. Just quickly as well, if I see anything, Mitch, if you see anything on Twitter as well, Greg Fisher is supposed to be holding another media briefing within minutes.
Oh, wow.
Here in some sort of way.
The second one today.
Yeah. So I don't know what the update will be. I'm not trying to act like I do. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Also being reported, baseball have had no proposals. Today, the last proposal was submitted on Tuesday. The union called it very disappointing, so they continue to do nothing.
Wow.
So you have that. Also, Mitch, I'm sure we cannot play this, but there are 42 seconds of Jack Harlow on Twitter, I would imagine, talking about the protests.
Oh, man. Well, did you see Russ Smith was there?
I did.
His video where he jumped in his Maserati? Hey, it's our guy Russ.
You know what? Yeah, you went. We Don Vito'd at the same time.
We did, yeah. But I watched that video last night.
Are you surprised that Russ Smith drives a Maserati? Shout out to him.
Hell yeah!
I would guarantee he's got a car deal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Doesn't he have, like, a tequila that was coming out, or was it a bourbon?
It was a bourbon.
Was it a bourbon? Okay, I couldn't remember.
He's got a rap song with Lil Wayne and a bourbon coming out in the near future.
He's out of the NBA, but he's finding ways to make money, you know? Good for him.
Yeah, thank you for that slight. No, Russ Smith is modern-day hustling.
He is. His video was, like, the one time last night that actually laughed, because he got out of the car, and he was going to go to the protest, and then he heard gunshots. He jumped in his. He's like, no, forget this. Jumped in his car and drove away.
Maserati
drove
shout
away.
Out.
Yeah, shout out to Russ Smith.
You know what? I remember seeing that video. It was just. It's when things were getting hazy.
It's like, oh, okay. It was like 11.
About it.
It's like 11 p.m. 11:30. I think is when that video and when he released that video. And yeah, shout out to Russ Smith and Maserati.
Hey, Texas says, hey Strebel, when was the last time Kentucky was in the Orange Bowl or Sugar Bowl? Texas says, Round Daddy, Kansas State, Mississippi State, and Arkansas are all bums.
Okay, it's better than App State and all the schools that Louisville, Satterfield's fighting off.
Texter sends something called the playoff predictor. I don't know where this is from. He just sends it, and it has Kentucky going 9-3, finishing third in the SEC. East.
That's what I hope happens.
Oh, you think? Thank you.
Yeah,
that's
I prefer to follow that model over the CBS model. Yes, good job, Texter.
Mitch, what do we have that you want to play before we unveil some new sounds on the mixtape at 525, which is another banger? You cut up a bunch of Strebel yesterday as he melted immediately when caller Emily decided to give us a ring yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour. I'm sure that you did, and you cut many clips, and you could have cut probably more.
Yeah.
So let's play a couple here. Tell us what you want to play. We had some fun with these.
I have the various Strebel moans from the caller Emily call from yesterday. We have Locke sound from today, him just taking swipes at pretty much everyone today.
He was taking a lot of swipes.
He was. That's why I thought he was in a bad mood.
Diener,
I thought he's in a bad mood today.
Diener took a shot at Locke, and then Pat screwed up again on last call.
Oh, you
so
know
disappointed.
What? Let's do this. Let's play Patty Ice screwing up. Because I want to hear that, yeah. And then we'll play a couple of these moans and groans from Strebel that make us uncomfortable, and then we will do a deep dive into Terry Wilson or Olivier Saar.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Right. Everything else, so we tried it a couple of times,
yeah,
and then we just gave up, you know?
It's sad, and so she, and I said, what are you looking for more than anything? And she said, I'm looking forward to going back into the community area and playing games with my friends. Games with the people who are there. So, you know, we got to think of these folks. It's not only a COVID situation, it's loneliness. So, anyway.
Yeah. All right, Pat, you can hang up as well on the call. We appreciate Mary's time here this evening, but I know I can still hear her kind of hanging out there. But, hey.
Right after Jason Nemus's very important take.
Oh, Nemus is giving take. Mary's cell phone is creating background noise now for Drew Diener and House Rep Jason Nemus.
Oh, Pat. That's, what, two out of the last 3 days?
Man, Pat's on one right now.
He is. He's got a lot on his mind, I'm assuming.
Texas says it's a Maserati, the two-star deal. Whoa. No, it's like being what? First team All-American.
Yes!
And knowing all the business leaders in town and doing the damn thing.
Absolutely.
Russ is
Russ
hustling.
Smith. Yes,
he's
he is.
Hustling.
Good for him.
Texas says, hey, Circular Father, how many UK players have ever been NFL MVP?
Oh, wow. You know, way to go. Congratulations. Lamar Jackson is very good. But is that enough for you, Texter, to realize that no one's bagging on Lamar Jackson anymore, that, like, everyone says he's the best player in football? Are y'all done being slighted by this year? Yes.
Week one, he's going to have, like, you know, 318 throwing for a couple touchdowns and another 100 on the ground, and he's going to shake some linebacker out of his shoes. And I swear to you, Ennis, if you do this, it's on. Ennis is going to go, that's pretty good for a running back or a wide receiver.
Yes.
And I'm going to burn Twitter down. I'm going to pull a Donald Trump and create a new rule for Twitter and social media.
It needs to happen. It needs to happen. Everybody knows Lamar's great. He's great. He's on the Madden cover. We get it.
Texas says, I need Strebel's advice on child punishment. If you catch your 15-year-old smoking, is it okay to make them smoke the whole pack so they get sick from it? There is a follow-up depending on his answer.
I don't think so because, I mean, when you ask them to smoke an entire pack of cigarettes, I mean, that's a little overboard. I'm not with that. No, not smoke an entire pack of cigarettes. That's way too detrimental for an individual's health.
Mitch, did you guys ever have smoke-offs in Callaway County?
Like where
people would try to smoke cigarettes as quick as humanly possible? I have seen that one time in my life.
Not as quick as possible, but like how many can you do in a day? Say that.
How many cigarettes you can smoke in a day?
Wow, so Callaway County would just do 24 hours. This was more of a sprint.
Yeah.
They did a little bit more of a marathon a couple hours away in Kentucky.
Right. Gee whiz. I mean,
wow.
It's not a competition. How many can you smoke in a day?
So what would you do? What if you caught Kellen?
I mean, I would take the cigarettes away, and I would sit them down and explain to them why smoking is bad for your health, and you can't be doing it, and I'd probably show them some pictures of lungs that have from people that have smoked their entire lives and compared to pictures of lungs, healthy lungs. So that's how I would do it. Is it the follow-up?
No, not to the follow-up.
Okay.
Just,
I love just the healthy lungs and the non-healthy lungs.
Yes.
It's just you're doing the right thing. It's just the most generic. It was just funny.
It is.
Me.
Yeah.
It was just funny that that's what they showed us when we were in school.
Exactly.
Texas, I mean, have we come up with something new? Never mind. Texas fans, Louisville fans are like bounty hunters that look for Lamar Jackson slights on Twitter. Absolutely.
They are, yes, absolutely. Just like kind of Kentucky fans are starting to become bounty hunters for anybody that says something bad about Terry Wilson on Twitter. That's what's happening right now, and I'm kind of like, just back off, man. We don't know if he's good or not.
Texas says, hey, Strebel, were the protesters still out when you and Emily left Rustic Frog last night?
Okay, I couldn't go anywhere. I was at home with my children. I was the only parent in the house, so I didn't go anywhere last night.
Texas says, I guess Louisville is a Maserati and Kentucky is a Bugatti.
They're both very nice cars.
I'm waiting for this guy. Texter, ask Mitch if he's going to be going downtown tonight. Hell no. He's going to get out of here.
No, yeah. I'm stopping at Liquor Barn, getting a fifth, and enjoying my weekend.
There you go.
Texas says we had smoke-offs with weed, not cigarettes. He also says Strebel would wash Kellen's mouth out with nicotine.
I would not. No nicotine, no tobacco, nothing like that. I would not do that to him.
Texas says Strebel prefers instant poison his children over the long con of cancer.
No, it's not.
Wow.
He doesn't swallow the soap. It's not like soap is poison. You've never gotten soap in your mouth when you're in the shower and accidentally maybe swallowed some shampoo or something like that. Did you die? Did you immediately die? No, you didn't. And it's not like some danger. Like everyone, it's not like eating Tide Pods. It's like automatically, immediately detrimental to your health. Soap is not. He doesn't eat the soap. Shut up.
Texas says Strebel ripping on Russ Smith driving a Maserati while he drives a 2009 minivans classic.
I'm not ripping on him.
It sounded like you were being snarky in
being
some
snarky.
Sort of way.
No, I was impressed.
Right,
he's driving a freaking Maserati. It's awesome that he's got a Maserati. I'll never have a Maserati. I was not ripping. Wait, how did my take on watching Russ Smith's video and laughing because of the way he like was like, yeah, I'm going to go check this out. And he's like, oh, yep, nope, and runs and gets his Maserati and drives away. It has no slight against Russ Smith at all. I like Russ Smith. I do. He's fine. That wasn't bagging on him. Just because I'm a Kentucky fan and I have a thought about a Louisville program or Louisville player doesn't automatically mean it's negative.
You sound like Louisville Locke. No, that's what he says. Play one of the moans from Strebel yesterday.
Oh, God. That's so bad.
Play another one.
Oh, that's not as bad.
I want to hear all of them now. God. All of them.
Oh man.
Oh, no. All right, which one's better, this one or this one?
Boy, I think it's the first one. The first one is more lustful. That's just me. But, Mitch, I think you like the second one, don't you?
All right, we'll do this moan A. This is moan A.
Okay.
This is moan B.
Play him again.
A. B.
I mean, to me, it's A.
I think I'm leaning towards A, too.
Okay, so what do you think?
I don't like either one of them. The A's the most cringeworthy.
Oh, absolutely.
I need a drink. A's the most cringeworthy. So if it was not my voice, I would go with A.
Texas says Mitch says he's buying a fifth and enjoying his weekend. What's he buying for Saturday and Sunday?
Ooh,
good point.
Texas says play all of the moans back to back.
All right, give me a second, but I can do that.
I know. He's working with the worst mouse back at the office right now. It's what Mitch is doing right now is like NASA.
Yes.
What he's doing is NASA launching Elon Musk's rocket into the space to meet up with the International Space Station with Russia. You understand?
Yes.
Texas says Strebel's getting the high voice like Sprouts does in the morning.
Am I? Well,
Texas
I
says the honk is pivoting. Wow.
I'm not pivoting. I'm just saying I wasn't saying anything detrimental towards Russ Smith or his car.
Texas says, look at the replies to any Lamar highlight on Twitter, and you'll see UK fans posting the fumble and lots of other running back slander. The hate is still out there. You don't have to look too far. I mean, yeah, okay. let's say that all of that is true. Number one, if you're going to let Kentucky fans, you know, in that game you choked, whatever. You got to get over that, okay?
Yeah.
To which I would say, boy, just letting such a small amount of trolling take place of what has been regarded as the dude in the NFL.
Yeah.
He and Pat Mahomes.
Exactly. You're letting one instance drive all this anger, and everyone else in the world
is artificial.
Screaming
it's
at
just,
you.
It's just artificial. That's
it
what
is
it
artificial.
Is. And people around the country don't even get it.
No, they don't.
People have no idea that there's the sensitivity of if anyone says anything about Lamar Jackson that's bad,
yeah.
The sensitivity is just through the roof.
Like Booger McFarland was like, what the hell's going on?
He was wrong.
He apologized. And even after he apologized, he still went after him. It was like apology wasn't good enough.
Agreed, but he had a bad opinion. I'm talking about if Lamar struggles week 10 of the season,
right.
And they lose and he plays bad, or if they fizzle out and he plays poor in the playoffs. He's had a couple of those. Texas says, couldn't help but notice Strebel didn't deny scenic caller Emily, just that he never left the house.
There was no the only adults I saw yesterday were Andy, his wife, my wife, and like one of my neighbors. That was it. That was all. I need a drink. Oh. That's more than I thought.
Play it again.
I need a drink.
I think for me, Mitch, the first and the third are the best. The first and the third are the best. So be listening again, okay? For the first one and the third one.
I need a drink. I don't know, man.
Can you play just the first and third one, Mitch? Because those are the – to me, it's the choice between those two. I think number one actually might be better.
What?
I'm telling you, play it again.
Dude, three is so great.
It is.
I got to go with three.
You're right. It's three. I'm just saying one deserves some respect. Can I hear one just one more time?
Gosh. Of all the things I've done and said, those will live on longer than any brilliant takes I've ever had.
Well, I can't remember the last brilliant take anyone's had around here.
You're right.
All right, so 437-9680, it's the take. We'll keep having fun. Just quickly to mix in one sports item here. And again, mixtape coming up at about 525 here on the take on ESPN Louisville. 437-9680 is this. Locke had the opinion today, and I'm using him as a jumping off point because I had another Olivier Saar opinion after the show yesterday. And it was just a talking point. There's nothing special here, okay? You understand?
Yeah.
And Locke kind of had the cousin to that opinion, if you will, okay? Locke said this morning that he believes if Olivier Saar does not get eligible, that Kentucky fans will then, and Calipari, will have the ultimate excuse for the season, right?
I heard that.
And I believe... We don't know that to be true, but by looking at past performances and by trying to project the future, okay, I would say if he doesn't get eligible and Kentucky is a good team but not a great team, and it's obvious that they needed Saar or somebody like him, that the built-in excuse will absolutely be there. We have seen that Kentucky football and basketball, Louisville football and basketball, an injury here, an injury there, a suspension, unrest, whatever it may be. Here is the ultimate excuse for the entire season, okay? And I understand that. And so I actually agree with Locke. I don't know if it's going to happen, but yes, if Olivier Saar does not get eligible, you would agree with that.
I would. That
there is going to be an excuse that is going to be used, and it's not going to be his fault. It's going to be the NCAA's fault.
Yes.
Which is partly true.
Partly true.
But the other truth is, okay, Cal, you need to be better. You need to be better at bringing in better bigs, and that has been well documented. Mm-hmm. And maybe we get a surprise with Musa Cisse next
on Wednesday.
Week. But, I mean, the reporting on that has been well, this team's a favorite. Oh, this team's a favorite. It's like, okay, so we're doing this again.
It's back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, so we're doing this again, whatever. Yes. And so I would say we overall agree with that. My take was going to be, it's roughly the same thing, that I do feel like now the Kentucky, now this has moved into, and for us it was weeks ago, was the number one story. And so I feel like we have talked about it so much, but now other people keep talking about it. There have been multiple articles and multiple think pieces this week about it, and I'm like, wow. You could have written those 2-3 weeks ago.
Right.
I mean, we've been talking about Olivier Sarr for that long. And you know, the reaction, to me, the reaction on this is going to be, like, I think we are set up for fireworks here. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to obviously not say riot, given that what's going on in today.
The world.
But you understand what I'm saying. Like, there is going to be a woe is me, the NCAA hates Calipari in Kentucky, and all of this nonsense, and Louisville fans fighting back, and Calipari whining. And then if he gets eligible, there's going to be the think pieces on if Kentucky gets him eligible and others do not.
Yeah.
Or if Olivier Sarr gets eligible, that pretty much NCAA saying, come one, come all.
Let's just do it.
And get your waiver while we go through this pandemic. So I don't know, but I do agree with Locke that there is a built-in excuse which will be used as the baseline for the season unless some of these freshmen turn out to be ballers, right? Or
Cam
Brooks turns out to be a baller.
Or Isaiah Jackson.
Or Isaiah Jackson turns out to be a baller. But the reaction here, if I'm looking into my crystal ball, is going to be really divisive. I think this is one of the top stories in college basketball, and I think it's starting to pick up that way. But the problem with it is as well, and this will be my last thing on this, Olivier Sarr, good God, again, we've been talking about it, seems like for a month, is like many things, there's no fresh take to any of this.
No.
There's no new opinion, really, that can be had because we don't know anything. And Johnny Juzang, he adds to the conversation. Does he add to, hey, it's a good thing for Kentucky? No. But it adds to the conversation, and just to bring the conversation back up, it makes us repeat the conversation. But there's nothing new that we can add because we don't know anything that the NCAA is going to do or the timeline. So I just figured I would throw that out there, as gruff as he was presenting the evidence, of course, of Lachlan McClain. I do agree with him for the most part. I'm not even saying it's the wrong thing. It is absolutely a reason, but you do have to say that Kentucky whiffing on bigs is why you were in a spot to be very much 50-50, if that, with the NCAA.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree. No, I listened to the take from Locke while he was giving it, and you're right. It was extremely difficult to listen because the way he presented the information and his condescending tone and all everything that goes with it, but he was spot on, and I've been one of the ones saying, no, Cal needs to do more. Cal needs to land Musa Cisse. Cal needs to land Paolo Banchero or whomever these big times. Greg Brown, you know, was one. I've been consistent saying, no, don't just get Olivier Sarr. Get Musa Cisse, too. Don't leave it up to the NCAA to determine whether or not your season is Final Four contender or, you know, Sweet 16, Elite Eight level. I agree with Locke. I'm on that take, too. And you said it last week, Andy. Why not get both? Earlier this week, why not get both? Don't just settle on, well, we got Olivier Sarr. That's good enough. Get Musa Cisse, too. Hell, they had Karl Anthony Towns, Willie Cauley-Stein on the same roster. You had Willie and Dakari Johnson. I mean, what happened to the let's get everybody? I mean, at one point, it's like, Cal, just get everybody and let's sort it out at practice. That's kind of like taking a back seat right now.
Their season, when you play the gamble of freshmen, that's fine because freshmen can be fun. You don't have to be a 25-year-old in college basketball. But when you play the game of this guy needs to be eligible,
right?
That's a different thing.
Exactly.
If you play the game of the freshman didn't work out or a guy like E.J. Montgomery never developed or whatever it may be, that's a different discussion.
Yep.
But when you play the game of, hey, I hope this guy can be eligible, that's not the same as, well, I hope E.J. Montgomery develops into a good basketball player.
Right. No, yeah, and Cal's been lucky some years where it hasn't worked out. For instance, like when Enes Kanter was ineligible, Josh Harrelson emerged as actually a good basketball player that was able to help Kentucky go to a Final Four. Or when Nerlens Noel went down, Willie Cauley-Stein actually played pretty well and then ended up becoming an All-American at Kentucky. I mean, sometimes Cal whiffs and it still works out. Last year he whiffed and it didn't look like it was going to work out. And this year if he whiffs, it's probably not going to work out, because you had last season – all you had was Nick Richards. E.J. Montgomery didn't give you too much. Nate Sestina didn't give you too much. That's one of the reasons why I think people thought maybe this team wasn't ready for a tournament run, because you basically just had one big you could trust.
Texas says, let Lil Blue be jealous of Lamar Jackson. Meanwhile, I'll keep posting Bum Snail's stat line with that 2 yards per carry in the NFL.
No, but and that's another misconception. Like, Kentucky fans are jealous of Lamar Jackson. Or that Kentucky fans...
Who isn't jealous? You always want your team to have good NFL players.
And most Kentucky fans are praising Lamar Jackson. There aren't too many Kentucky fans out there like, no, he stinks. Name me a Kentucky fan that on Twitter, like a Kentucky media person that goes on Twitter and says Lamar Jackson stinks right now in the NFL. Again, this Twitter person or this texter is searching. You're searching. There's no Kentucky fans jealous of Lamar Jackson. We all know he's good. If you want to give Benny Snell stat lines, knock yourself out. I've got a ton of Louisville basketball players that I could go and look at their NBA numbers and post their stat lines too, brother or sister.
Texas says, Locke reminds me of the cyborg on Archer. I never really saw that movie.
It's a show. The animated, I think they're talking about the...
Yeah, I know what it is. I never saw it either.
Yeah, I never. And I think I watched 2 or 3 episodes and it was annoying, so I stopped watching.
Started Texas Dave says, last night.
Oh, did you like it?
Yeah.
It's not. I mean, I figured you would like it. It's a good dude show, right?
Kellen would really enjoy it, too.
I don't think that's one of the shows.
Oh, Kellen would love it.
Kellen. He probably would think it's funny, but he's not ready for that one yet.
Texas says, I'm a straight male, but totally get the appeal from Emily's point of view after those moans.
I need a drink. Oh, those are so bad. And she's never heard those other than on the radio.
Texter says, Strebel coming in every day for this abuse has to be similar to him in high school. He was a goofy guy that got to run with the popular crowd because he took the abuse but was too stupid to realize it. Boy, they're coming at you right
they
now.
They are. And number one.
Boy, they're coming at you.
I didn't take any abuse in high school.
We didn't take any abuse here. You call her Emily is one of the best bits in radio right now.
It's the best bit in
Louisville sports radio right now.
And if I got mad about it or whatever, I would say, but I don't have thin skin like you do, Texter. I can actually take jokes and be a part of jokes and not be like, oh, I'm mad. You're making me look stupid on the radio. I'm getting out of here. Oh, like that's something you would do, you bum.
Let's quit disrespecting V-Steaks here. Car Emily's good, but V-Steaks is the goat.
Put that up.
That's a good point, man.
Boy, Bob went to the V-Steaks early in that 2 o'clock hour today.
Did
he
really?
Yeah, early in that 2 o'clock hour.
A little V-Steaks. Yeah, it's Friday.
Listen, yeah, it is. Yeah, it's Friday. It's Friday. Yeah.
A lot of things going on in the world. It's just it's Friday, man. You want to do a V-Steaks at 12:30? Why the hell not?
Texas says, does Strebel – no, let me do this one here. Surprise, Strebel hasn't tried to compare Bowden to Lamar Jackson like every other UK fan has.
No, I'm not going to compare Bowden to Lamar Jackson.
Texas says, tell James to ask his wife which one she likes.
Who do you think will be a better NFL running back right now, Lynn Bowden or Benny Snell?
Lynn Bowden. I mean, it's
– Really?
Yes.
Put that up at ESPN 680. Who would be the better running back in the NFL, Benny Snell or Lynn Bowden? I'm with you. I'd go with Lynn Bowden.
I mean, I'm sorry. Benny Snell was Kentucky's all-time greatest running back, but he doesn't have the speed for the NFL. Maybe he'll prove me wrong, but not today's NFL, no.
Texas says, once again, Strebel going full honk. UK fans would give anything to be able to claim a Heisman winner, 2 BCS Bowls. Oh, BCS was around. 2 BCS Bowl wins. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
And a win over Florida.
Boy, I mean, I forgot that. Again, I'm reminded of the pantheon of University of Louisville football accolades. I mean, again, you know, you talk about Ohio State or Clemson or Alabama or USC or Notre Dame. You know, you got to put Louisville right there. I mean, God, they had one Sugar Bowl and one Orange Bowl and one Heisman Trophy. Congratulations. I forgot. I mean, I'm sorry that you I keep forgetting that you all are on the Mount Rushmore of college football. Louisville football, 2-10, that no big deal there. I mean, you had a scumbag run your program, not once, but twice. And you have all this addition built onto your stadium, and you can't fill it up. But I forgot how respected Louisville football is nationally. I know when Scott Satterfield talks, everyone listens, because when Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban and Dabo and Lincoln Riley, those guys talk, everyone listens. Same thing with Satterfield. I mean, you got to stop the press as Satterfield's talking. Everybody, Dan Woken and all the rest of the big writers as Satterfield's talking, they got to be at that press conference. I forgot that Louisville football is just awesome. And you're right. Those two bowl games and that one Heisman, it puts you right up there with the legends. I'm sorry. Woo. And then why some bum-ass team like Kentucky whipping you 2 out of 3 years? If y'all are so great and you've got all these accolades, why is my bum team sticking it in your face every single year, kicking your ass? What's that all about? Explain that to me. If y'all are Alabama, the ACC, not even Clemson's Alabama, the ACC, that's Louisville and Satterfield Lombardi. I apologize. You're right, Texter. Louisville football in the pantheon of greats, you're at the top.
A perfect radio transition from that to this. It's BJ Heating and Cooling. By the way, we should have had Strieble just do that. 812, you should have done this read. 812-283-7221. It's BJHeatCool.com. We've been telling you since last year about our good friends at BJ Heating and Cooling. Any HVAC issues that you may have, regular maintenance, and obviously everyone's had their air on. You pop it on this weekend, you have any issues, you know who to call. It's BJ Heating and Cooling, 812-283-7221. You can also find them online, bjheatcool.com. They're working. They're here for you. They're on call 24/7, 365. They are abiding by social distancing principles, and any issue, they can help you in your home or your business. If you have that room now that's heating up, it's difficult to keep cool. BJ Heating and Cooling, they're your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. After teaming up with Bryant Douglas Equipment, whatever it takes to make those uncomfortable rooms enjoyable again, the Bryant Mini Splits are quiet and efficient and avoid the installation and priciness of bulky ductwork. Have them help you today if you need it. It's BJ Heating and Cooling, bjheatcool.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You know what? Louisville's the best at everything, Andy. Haven't you heard? They got the best everything. They have the best soccer team, the best women's basketball team, the best baseball team, the best coaches until they all get fired.
And James Strieble.
They care about every sport. I hear about that all the time. Well, Kentucky's just a one sports school, and we care about all of our sports. You just care about basketball until Kentucky beats your ass in every single sport that you have except for one, women's basketball. Congratulations. Oh, baseball. I forgot. Dan McDonald, who can't win a damn game in Omaha. Get out of here.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
By the way, the first thing that our good friend, the Mouth of the Midwest, the man who once had a pizza named after him at Tubby's Pizza, Quartermaster Court in Jeffersonville, Indiana. That's such a random reference. Boy, that's for like two people in the audience.
Yeah.
Big Izzy Zach McCright, our guy.
Yeah? Is he listening?
Well, he was listening. The first thing he heard were your moans.
Oh. Sorry,
the montage
Izzy.
Of moans, and then when you went directly into just fire squad there at Louisville. I'm not even sure the text message that sent you off there. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line, but you flipped out there.
I think it was the text about the
– You blacked out.
Yeah, it said something about Kentucky fans being jealous of their – the Orange Bowl game and the Sugar Bowl game and Lamar Jackson. And I just the Louisville fans that want to be respected as a – top-tier football team, but then act like little brother. It's like you can't have it both ways, man. You can't be assaulted at all turns and then also be one of the best programs?
Well, sometimes they're actually, I would say they could be hand-in-hand. Usually the most popular one or the winners are hated the most in a lot of instances.
But not hated, disrespected, I guess, is the, no, the you can't be disrespected to be great.
You think Louisville fans have a inflated self-worth of what their football program actually is?
Yes.
And while they've had a couple high moments, the answer would be who cares to you. I mean,
not who cares. It's the superiority complex that they showcase with their football programs. Like, yeah, you've had some. I mean, you're basically Kansas State. Kansas State has had some nice moments too, and they've had quarterbacks in the Heisman talk, and they've won some BCS bowl games that you all like to talk about all the time. Does anybody nationally care about Kansas State?
Well, here's the thing.
No.
Here's the reason I bring it up. He believes you are ready now to get in the ring, the verbal ring, smack-off style with Steve Rummage.
Yeah.
That's what Big Easy believes.
That's what he wants. He
says you're growing right before our eyes.
It's just, for whatever reason, it rubs me the wrong way that Louisville fans view their football program as something it's not. And then you can't use the disrespect card. Like, Alabama fans don't use a disrespect card, right? Clemson fans don't use the disrespect card. Ohio State fans don't use the disrespect card because they're – Kentucky basketball doesn't use the disrespect card because we don't have to because it's
great. I think
great.
Cal does, yeah. I think Cal probably
not
has
as much
a bunch.
As this.
This last year, Evansville. Remember that? I mean, that was just this season.
That was one time. No. That wasn't. It wasn't. It's not a pattern. There's a pattern with Louisville fans.
Texas says, "Will Tyree allow Strieble back on campus or to go in the studio after these anti-Setter White quarantine rants?"
I like Vince Tyree. I like him a lot.
Didn't you say you had a positive Tyree take today?
Yeah, he's up for what, like the SEC committee, he's like the head of it or whatever. In only a few years as an athletic director to be thought of that highly, to lead the way to bringing your school back and your program back from the COVID stuff, I have a lot of respect for that. I think he's done a magnificent job.
Mitch, help me here. Thank you for
You're
that.
Welcome.
I mean, what a utterly, I hate doing this to you, useless.
Yeah.
Crappy thing that we really can't talk about for very long.
Yeah,
I mean, that's how it was.
Yeah.
You were leaning towards the weekend. You got to leave a couple minutes early, right?
Yeah, it's like 5 minutes
okay,
early.
That's
fine.
437-9680. Mitch, if we came up with questions, things to argue, if we did have a battle between a Steve Rummage and a Round Daddy James Strieble, what would be some of the subjects?
Like a debate?
Yeah,
About anything or just sports?
If I threw out there, so, I mean, obviously one of the topics would be about this very thing.
Louisville football. And
Louisville football and what they think of themselves.
Yeah.
One of them would be, should Kentucky have more championships given the Cal's had all these NBA guys? Right.
Is
the Elite Eight good enough for fill in the blank? Can Chris Mack recruit?
I think, you know, has Chris Mack not held the same recruiting standards as Petito was?
Locke was on one today. I'm not going to hold him to a standard. He hasn't had the data yet.
Oh, come on, Locke.
Oh, yeah.
You hold everybody else to the standard.
Not enough
Chris.
Data, only a
couple
years.
You only had 2 years two recruiting classes, still
and
not
and
enough
Xavier.
Data.
And Xavier.
Yeah, and Xavier.
And that,
know,
too.
I forgot he was a one elite at Xavier, and he's been overranked plenty of times seed-wise, but, you know.
Mitch, go ahead and play something from Locke's show today. What do we have? What do we have now that we mentioned him?
Yes.
And then I want to get to this NCAA stuff and maybe Terry Wilson.
That's the thing. When you don't recruit five stars, you don't judge them after 1 year. That's fine. I'm totally willing to do that. When you recruit five stars, like Cal, you have to, well, the old Cal, the new Cal recruits four stars.
There it is.
And, I mean, it is. I don't know what you want me to tell me. The Cal's class this year has twice as many four stars as five stars, but that's all right. Soon we're going to be on three stars. That'll be when UK fans having to start doing their pretzel logic and twisting themselves into God knows what to defend Cal recruiting a three-star, that's when we'll know just how deep the BBN honkishness goes, because he's heading down that path.
Number one, he has the number one recruiting class in the country.
Heading down the path of getting three stars, Mitch. A great take.
Number two.
Jacob Toppin was a three-star.
Number two, he's a transfer. Number two, what's this thing about not recruiting five stars? Is he saying Chris Mack doesn't recruit five stars? Is that what he's saying?
I'm with you on this. Samuel Williamson.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
McDonald's All American.
Christian Landers was a five star, right? And Chris Mack recruited him, right?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Love. What was the
Jacob Love?
Jacob, no, not Jacob Love. Caleb Love.
Caleb Love.
Caleb Love. Was he a five star? Yeah. Was Devin Eskew? Was he a five star?
I believe he was.
All these kids.
Well, now he's a four star.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. But when he was
at one point,
he was a five star when he's in the class of 2021.
When he attended. Midnight Madness. When he attended 4th Street Live.
Louisville Live.
Louisville Live.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're
where Annis got his picture with Jack Harlow.
That's right.
All
these players are five stars, Locke. So
I'm just a
wait,
big
Ennis,
fan.
Wait, Ennis
I'm
has a
big,
picture with Jack Harlow?
I'm just
oh,
such
yes.
a big fan of yours.
He does.
Why is that not his profile picture on Twitter? And instead, it's him and
dude,
Jared Ennis, Stillman.
Ennis sniped at me when I said, I said on Twitter, why is this your avatar? And he basically told me to mind my own business.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. It was something like mind your own business. You can't tell me.
Yeah,
like,
you can't tell me what to do or
yeah,
something like that. And I was like okay. I mean, it's you and Stillman. It is odd, isn't it?
It was odd. When I saw it, I'm with you. When I saw it, because I can't think of two more opposite personalities than Mark Ennis and Jared Stillman. I can't think of two more opposite personalities. So when I saw that, it was a bit shocking to me.
Easy says, question one, has Cal lost his recruiting touch? Absolutely. I mean, just go right to the favorites.
Just go, yeah, play the hits.
Did you see that the NCAA has reached out to Congress?
I saw that
And so the National Image and Likeness, the Name, Image, and Likeness that has been out there, just a quick update on that. We may limp the Terry Wilson stuff to next hour because the power hour, the 5 o'clock hour, the thing that brings all of the people to the radio
yes.
is in-depth quarterback talk at Kentucky. So we will get to that here shortly. But just quickly, I did find this to be interesting that this came out a couple weeks ago when the Name, Image, and Likeness kind of got pushed down the road and the NCAA and the Power Five, they got together and they want Congress to be the one to get this baby going. And I believe we can have the argument, and there are, Strebel, a couple different arguments. The argument is, do we need a unified message? I would agree that we do.
Yes.
Okay. Is Congress the one to give that unified message? I don't know. Sometimes the ineptness of the NCAA and Congress are very similar. But anyway,
yes.
Funny saying, hey, Congress, figure it out because we're so bad at our damn jobs. Please, Congress, figure it out. So that is one part of this. But obviously the Big 12, SEC, Big 12, Pac-12, and ACC, they have sent to Congress what they believe to be the core principles that the Power Five agrees upon.
Right.
So these conferences, as the power brokers in college athletics, especially football, mm-hmm. Have put together these. And let me just read some of these. They're all like a couple sentences and like lawyer talk, so I'm
yes.
going to try to dumb it down on the fly. And so this could be very dangerous as I try to do this okay. on the fly. But one of the things, they want to eliminate state-by-state rules. So they want it to be they want uniformity. They want
okay.
Pennsylvania and Penn State to be the same as Louisville and Kentucky here in the state of Kentucky.
Right, okay.
They want to do to protect student-athletes from unscrupulous actors through implementation of appropriate standards and safeguards with respect to representation by advisors. Okay,
okay.
So advisors.
Okay.
They're going to have precluding colleges and universities from paying student-athletes to play sports either directly or indirectly through NIL license entered into with their institution sponsors. And so that is essentially using boosters,
right?
Non-academic program boosters, and funneling money through sponsors
from the university,
associated
with
the university to the pocket of the player. Okay.
So like Yum,
yeah,
the Yum brand.
Exactly. Well,
yes.
I mean, Kroger Field. Anyone who
that donates
who does,
money to
who
the
donates,
school.
Who does any advertising for Kentucky, Louisville, Indiana. This one. Requiring one term of academic process before collegians can agree to NIL license. So, again, if you're one and done at Kentucky,
yeah.
You're going to have to wait that first semester. And so that is out there. Let's see here. Prohibiting the use of NIL as an inducement to enroll or remain enrolled. And that's one where it's a good luck.
Yeah, there's a couple that's good lucks in there.
But that, to me, is one of the main good lucks.
Yeah, yeah. The other one, to me, is the unscrupulous people. Like, well, okay, good luck.
Anyway.
Yeah, yeah, good luck on
advertising categories inconsistent with higher education. So gaming, alcohol, tobacco. so obviously that's not shocking.
Yeah.
And then... Southern Indiana. Well, no,
yeah.
Would not be the case
right,
there.
Right. Yeah. Well, my take was you mentioned it. So you have the NCAA asking maybe the one entity that's even less popular than they are to figure this out.
I believe they're kicking the can down the road even more.
Exactly what they're
doing. And when you say, well, you can't blame us. We gave it to United States
Congress.
We went to the very top to make sure this rule was enacted over all of the states and everything was
right.
good.
Yes.
And it's not us dragging our feet. It's them dragging
Congress.
Their feet.
And what's an easier target than Congress right now? I mean, no, they have a lower approval rating than just about anything in this country is Congress. So for them to kick it to the – again, we say this all the time. The NCAA's done it again. They've weaseled out of it again.
Yeah.
They've pivoted it. Well, it's not really us making the rules. It's Congress making the rules. So don't get mad at us. They're making their rules. Our job is just to enforce them. We're going to enforce the rules that Congress sets forth. So we're not the bad guys here. We let them settle it. No, I agree. I think it's a bunch of garbage. Like,
but let me say this. Whether it's Congress, whatever it is, I agree that it needs to be the same.
It does need to be uniform.
Because that is one of the issues that would be had with all of this.
Sure.
Are the differences between Ohio and Kentucky, between
right.
Indiana and California. So I'm actually in full agreement of that. The question that I would have, and I don't know the answer, is do you need Congress to be a part of it?
You shouldn't. You shouldn't. The NCAA should be able to do this.
I would mostly agree with you.
You should not have to go.
But what's the benefit then?
Of having the NCAA do it, Congress?
Yeah, I mean, what's the benefit of going to Congress?
Not having
again, the rule means something when it goes through our court system. The rules of the NCAA don't mean anything. I mean, that's what we found out with the FBI
right.
trial. All these assistant coaches, well, I'm breaking some NCAA rules. Yes, you are. But you're also breaking the rules that can land you probation, fine, jail, court, whatever it may
be.
So
not only is the NCAA bringing in punishments like, well, make your season ineligible, now there's federal government punishments.
Now there's actual real punishment other than mean Mark Emmert and everybody else. I would contend that some of these college basketball coaches that ended up in trouble, and I'm trying to remember if it's just Richardson or whoever is actually spending time in jail, they didn't think it would end up ruining everything
right.
to where they would be shamed enough that they would have to go to jail and go through years of lawyering, years in a court process. It's just, well, the NCAA is seen as a kangaroo court. The problem I have here is I agree, partially I feel like I agree with the NCAA by doing this, but
okay.
I also believe by doing this, they are kicking it down the road. They would argue they're trying to do it the right way, so you would bring in someone like Congress. What I'm telling you is the NCAA rules, if they set it up, it doesn't mean a damn thing. If Congress sets up, it does have a different meaning. That's how I view this from 30,000 feet.
But I guess my point is that serious? Do we need like federal guidelines on it? Is it that serious, man? I mean, it's.
What do you think?
But what
what happened? Louisville was if Kenny John. I mean, these players are. I mean, these coaches lost their job and they'll never coach again for a few thousand dollars.
I think some of that's ridiculous as to where, like, the FBI has to be, the feds have to be involved in this.
The answer is yes, Strebel.
And it was, but
you sound like a Louisville fan right
now. No, but it's true. Like, when the feds got involved and they were going to prosecute this case and we have your playbook, and they went up in front of everybody and made this big show, and then what happened at the end? Okay. Book Richardson went to jail. Kansas may be in some trouble. But the feds, like, backed off of it. They were like, oh, yeah, this actually was a big waste of time and money. And it was a waste of everything that we did. And it's like the NCAA is so flippin' incompetent that they can't put this together themselves. They'd rather pass the buck to Congress, which nobody likes Congress or trusts Congress, and say, yes, we can't enforce our own rules or actually have some type of uniformity in within our own organization. We need the federal government to come in and muddle it up even more. And, oh, by the way, if you break rules now, instead of me saying you're banned from this postseason or your team has to vacate these wins, you may have federal charges against you because the player didn't get the right money from the right source.
Texas says is antitrust. That could be it as well. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Texas says, Ennis said, I don't report to you at 437-9680. Mitch, let's go ahead and play some sound before we get to the top of the hour. Mixtape at 525. Lock Swiping is the name of this sound.
Here we go.
Go ahead. Actually, Diener on Lock. I apologize. I went to the wrong one. That's my fault. Diener Swiping Lock. Let's start there on this Friday.
I like your swipes at Lock during the middle of the, during like the very end part like this.
Oh, where he wants me to come on his show and explain to him that 5 is not greater than 15. And I said, no, I'm not going to be a guest on the Bill O'Reilly show because that's the type of home field advantage he would try to enforce on that show. But, yes, Locke will tell you up next how 5 is greater than 15.
Enter the no-spin zone.
That's what you get. And if he argues with you, yeah, he'll move the goalpost a country mile.
Texas says, hey, Round Daddy, when did the NCAA give you guys the trophy for your number one recruiting class? Lock Swiping, I don't know who, just everybody. Play it, Mitch. Play it.
So, Drew obviously has a standing invitation anytime he wants to join the show, like Andy Sweeney does, or anyone on our station can always jump in. We're here for the interactions. But Drew, representing that I'm somehow begging to have him on my show so I can have the debate about whether 16 is greater than 15. It is. The last time I checked in basic math, 16 is greater than 15. So, you know, the defense rests.
What else do we have, Mitch? Anything else before we get to the big tape? Anything?
I just wanted to ask Locke, do you consider your show the No Spin Zone? Nick had to get up and get a focus. I wanted to ask you that.
No, I heard you guys trying to do the Bill O'Reilly nonsense. I heard the aspersions that were cast at the end of the Diener show. No, someone else can use that branding and F it, we'll do it live. You can have that. I'm Reality Check Radio. I'm very happy with that moniker.
Texas says, hey, Round Eddie, Sar was a 3-star too.
Okay, and he's not anymore. Now he's the number one transfer in the country. What do you want to say? He's a double-double ACC guy, and he's going to dunk on Malik Williams. There you go.
Terry Wilson talk next. Yes, need to tell you on this beautiful Friday about our good friends at the Fitness Market. Well, I talk about them. Ennis talks about them. Everyone talks about them. Diener talks about them. We all have our equipment. Rummage just got a bunch of equipment, and they are here for you if you are trying to add to that home gym, start the home gym, whatever it may be, quarantine, not quarantine, whatever it may be. They are here to help you, and it is the Fitness Market. You can find them online today, thefitnessmarket.com. Both locations are open, obviously for in-store sales. You can do that. They have the curbside delivery. They can deliver it to your home, and they are here to help you. 502-882-2694. 882-2694, thefitnessmarket.com. You can also, and this is what I do, follow them on Facebook. Type in the Fitness Market or Fitness Market. Any deals, any weights, a lot of times all the different weights they have coming in, they're gone pretty fast, and you want to make sure you're on top of that. But state-of-the-art treadmills, ellipticals, weight benches, rowers, whatever it may be, they can help you. And also, they have gently used equipment. They can work with any budget and let them help you today. It's the Fitness Market, thefitnessmarket.com, thefitnessmarket.com, 882-2694.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, Future You gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future You goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.